Avalanches and Outdoorsman David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. We're roughly midway through the latest avalanche season. And so, how is it going?
It's a bad avalanche season nationwide. In fact, we've had more recreational fatalities than ever before than in the 100 years of our database.
That was Simon Trotman, a national avalanche specialist with USDA's Forest Service.
And so, between January 30th and February 8th, 16 people were killed in avalanches in 7 states.
The overall number of avalanche deaths for this season is over 20, which, with months to go, is already approaching the national seasonal average of 28.
The reason we're having all of these accidents, the primary reason is that, you know, the large-scale weather pattern early in the season led to mainly drier conditions throughout the West, or many parts of the West.
Drier snow makes an unstable foundation for heavier snow that is later dumped on top of it.
The reason the Forest Service and the USDA are involved in avalanches, and specifically avalanche forecasting and education, is that in the United States, more than 90% of avalanche fatalities occur on public lands. And most of those lands are managed by the Forest Service. So within that number of fatalities, there's a couple interesting things to note. One is that in terms of natural hazards, avalanches end up killing or critically injuring more people than any other natural hazard.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.